Rave Radio. Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and I apologize for the noise, but it is raining here in North Carolina, and I am doing this podcast outside. This is my daily rants and raves, but unfortunately, I don't have a rant or a rave today. I have bad news. Mackie Baron, founder of HB Communications, died at 95 years old last night, and we have the article about this on our website at ravepubs.com, but I wanted to record a personal message about my personal experience with Mackie. It's even hard to say he's an industry icon, as much as you could say he was the industry icon. Certainly one of the oldest people in our industry, having started in the industry in 1937, sort of indirectly, you can read about that on our website, but more importantly, he mentored thousands of people. I guess my personal memory of him stems from meeting him the first few weeks I was in the industry. I was sort of thrown into an Infocom event before it was called Infocom. At the time it was called ICIA, to fill in for somebody at a meeting, and I felt completely uncomfortable because I knew literally nobody at the meeting. And this was in the end of 1987. I didn't know anybody, and quite honestly, for the first 45 minutes of the meeting, other than introducing myself, nobody talked to me. We took a break. Other than the president of ICIA at the time coming up and introducing himself, I was too shy to introduce myself to other people, and intimidated by the fact that everyone in the entire meeting seemed to know each other. Mackie came up to me and sat down and asked me what my story was. I didn't even know what that meant. When he asked me what my story was, I didn't know what my story was supposed to be or what I was supposed to tell him. So I started telling him about how I got the job at Extron. And he said, no, I don't want to hear about that. I want to know how you got here. How were you brought into the AV industry? What did you do as a kid? I was taken back by that and kind of not sure how to answer it. And it was amazing that somebody actually cared about something, about someone who wasn't even known in the industry or knew anything about the industry. I was literally in the industry no more than a few weeks. Of course, I had probably since then dozens of meetings with Mackie, both at HB Communications and at Infocom headquarters, as well as at the Infocom trade show at various events. I don't think we ever served on a committee at the same time, but we served on the same committees. He was on the Infocom board. I was on the Infocom board, but not at the same time. I did serve at the same time with Kevin Collins, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago. He was from HB Communications and ran HB Communications sales and marketing group for Mackie, and I know that that hit Mackie really hard for one of those that he mentored so personally. Mackie lived to be 95 years old, has an amazing story. I hope you go to our website and read about it, or Google him, you can read about it. And it includes him being shot down during World War II while he served in the Air Force, serving in being put into a prisoner of war camp. And all the things he did for the industry are just amazing. He stayed in the industry until the very end. He often talked about how many trade shows he'd been to in a row. I think he stopped at 57 or 58 in a row, and missed a few because of health and started coming back again in recent years. A lot of you who are new to the industry probably remember him in a wheelchair, and those that have been in the industry a long time know all the things he's done to serve the community, the audiovisual community specifically. He was in AV before it was AV. He started a film projector company selling film projectors. Prior to that, he was reeling film projectors. He's got an amazing story. It's just sad. I mean, obviously, when you're 95 years old, you know when somebody's 95 years old, you're not expecting them to live forever. So I don't think this completely came as a shock, but it's an unfortunate thing to have to deal with at any time, especially for his family. My heart goes out to his family. A lot of them work or involved or are directly involved with HB Communications up in Connecticut and have been serving our industry like their father. He'll be missed, I know, by them, but he'll be missed by all of us. Thanks, Mackie, for all you did. Thanks for making me feel way less uncomfortable after the first hour of that meeting. And most importantly, thanks for your service to the industry, and rest in peace.